Okay, it's now 7:30. So first of all, just some announcements from the Buddhist Society of Western Australia on this day, which is the 24th of April in 2020. And just to say that next weekend, on the Sunday, the 3rd of May, that is the day we're going to be always decided to celebrate our Waisak here at Nollamara Centre. And Waisak is a celebration of the birth, enlightenment, or full awakening, and the final passing away of the Buddha. So it's a very important day for us, and we're trying to do the best we possibly can online to make it interesting for everybody. And the full program you'll find on our BSWA website, starting on Sunday, again the 3rd of May, starting from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, where I will be giving precepts, some chanting, talk, guided meditation. And then in the afternoon, if I remember correctly, from 3 to 5:30, believe that's correct, 3 to 4:30, together with Ajahn Hasopanya, the abbot of Dhammasara Nansa Monastery, will be sitting up here and answering questions online. And that'll be followed by a little circumambulation, which is walking around 3 times around the Buddha statue in front of our center here. There's only going to be a few people, maybe 4 or 5. That's all we can really allow at this particular time in Western Australia. And then after that, there will be the giving of the precepts and some congratulatory words for those who are taking the 3 refuges and 5 precepts for the first time. And they do it online. And sometimes we get people from all over the world to join in on that occasion, which is a very wonderful occasion indeed. So that will be coming next weekend. And for the Friday and Saturday, because the Sunday will be a busy weekend for me, a busy day for me, I did invite Ajahn Brahmali to do next Friday night's talk and also the Saturday afternoon meditation on Saturday the 2nd of May. Then I'll come in for the Waisak on the 3rd of May. So next Friday night, it'll be Ajahn Brahmali who will give the meditation, guided meditation and talk online, sitting here, and also the meditation, guided meditation, questions on meditation on Saturday afternoon, the 2nd of May. Any more information, please look at our website. But right now, it's an opportunity to join in a guided meditation. And for those people who are sometimes restless or because they're so busy they can't really find the time, joining into a guided meditation like this, which is live, it gives you that little bit of pressure to actually sit down quietly. And it gives you that encouragement to continue on for the whole 30 minutes. And all the time, at least the first 15 or 20 minutes of this guided meditation, you have me giving instructions. In other words, that standing next to you almost, you may imagine, when you have your eyes closed and listening on whatever device you have, it's like I'm just either sitting in front of you or sitting beside you, giving good instructions on how to make your mind peaceful and calm. I often give the example of somebody learning how to drive a car. You do need a driving instructor next to you to make sure you don't crash. And they give nice instructions whenever it's needed so that you feel confident and get some good advice on how to drive a car safely. And of course, now that car is your mind. We're going to drive it safely into deep states of peace, happiness and wisdom. So please join me by closing your eyes and listening to the instructions of today's guided meditation. The first thing which I do, which I encourage you to do as well, when your eyes are closed, you're not looking outside, you're looking inside. And inside your body, first of all, how does your body feel? So you do, I do anyway, some gross adjustments. I call them gross adjustments because it's a lot of movement, getting my robe in a good position. Checking it out as best I can at the beginning. And then when it feels reasonably okay, as you've heard me say before, I go deeper. And I start looking at my body part by part. And in order to develop this mindfulness of my body, I just ask the different parts of it how it feels. How do my legs feel? And having asked a question, I'm always silent until I hear the answer. When I'm hearing the answer, I'm actually being mindful of the feelings, sensations in my legs. It's a very efficient and accurate way of developing that first piece of mindfulness on your own body. And then I add the kindness. So it's not just mindfulness, it does become real kindfulness. I ask my body, do you need to be adjusted? My legs, are you comfortable there? Is there anything I can do to make you more kind, more comfortable? That's the kindness part. And if necessary, I adjust the body. I move it. And I ask again, is that better? And I keep doing this until I find the optimum position for my legs sitting here on a Friday night. It's never the same as last week or even this afternoon. So I don't assume anything. I'm aware and kind to find the best position for my legs. And I do not rush, because if I do, then my legs will be in discomfort or even in pain. So I think it's good enough now for me. So I go to my butt, it's sitting on a cushion. I make sure it is comfortable. Now my cushion is not too hard or too soft. It's not too thick or too thin. My buttocks are just positioned in a good place. If you're sitting on a chair, make sure your chair is soft enough, but not too soft. So it's an optimum comfort exercise, using mindfulness and kindness. Then I go up to my back, usually give it a good stretch, and then relax it. It's my method of kindfulness to my own back. Again, if you're sitting on a chair, if you wish to lean back, that's fine. It's more comfortable for you. But you find the best posture for you today, tonight, now. So I'm aware of my back. Today, I don't know why, I feel a little tightness in my left shoulder. I'm just going to move it, just almost like massaging it. I don't know why. I ease it off a bit. But I do go up to my shoulder blades and I pause there every time, feeling any tightness, either left shoulder or the right shoulder. can feel like it's being held and stretched a tiny bit. Sometimes being stretched even more if I'm tired. I learn how to relax, to loosen the muscles, so they're not pulled. They're at ease. How I do that? Try this, try that, until you learn by trial and error, together with the feedback which mindfulness provides. Feedback means I change, I do something, relax or whatever, and I then see, is that more comfortable or is it more tense? It's a feedback. That's how I learn how to relax my own body. And I go down my arms, especially to my hands, adjusting them, making sure that they're in a good position. Today, they want to be in classical Theravada hand position, right hand over the left hand, thumbs very slightly touching in my lap. That feels great today. I'm always checking, making sure this is really comfortable. If I delude someone, I'm only deluding myself, causing myself an obstacle. So now I go back to my shoulders and my neck, making sure the neck is not strained by a head in the wrong position. Not too far to the left, not too far to the right, not too far forward or too far back. So the neck has got very little strain in it. I will check my robe isn't too tight. That's good. And my throat is at ease. And then I move up to my face, my awareness. I ask the muscles around the eyes and the mouth how they feel. And give me an answer. Muscles around the eyes are a bit tight. So I loosen them. I can feel right now those muscles getting more calm, more at ease, not pulled. And it feels good. And my muscles around my mouth are nice and at ease. When it becomes at ease, I feel, I don't know what it looks like, but I feel a little smile come across my face. A smile of contentment. A smile of being happy to be here. Now I feel my whole body all together. Relax. Aware of my body, but not controlling it, letting it become open and free. And I'm looking for the delight of a relaxed body, and there it is. Body feels good. At ease. I'm not walking, not moving, not doing anything, just sitting here with my body perfectly at peace. And the delight which that generates is what I now focus on. That's what I watch in my meditation. The delight relaxed body. Feeling my legs and my butt and my waist. Feeling my back and shoulders and my head all over. It's a delight of relaxation, being at ease. And I stay there and let that delight relax my body. I don't relax it, just the feeling of delight causes relaxation to go deeper. My body is at peace. And that allows me the freedom. Freedom from not having to be concerned about an irritating body. I am now free to go and look at my mind, the inner world. I'm going inwards. And I look at my, what I call the peaceometer. How relaxed am I? How peaceful is my mind? Or how disturbed, how agitated, how restless. I don't try and control, I just know. It's like my mind, it doesn't belong to me. I just know how it feels. And I know how it feels. I know how to calm it down even more. First of all, by being in the present moment. Many things I've done today, many things I'll have to do later on this evening or tomorrow. Right now I'm here. And all those other memories of the past, plans for the future, I let them go. I call this my little holiday, a holiday from work, a vacation from all the responsibilities which I carry. I'm just here now. I notice my peaceometer, the reading gets lower and lower. And I trust that now is where my future is made. For the best results later on, I focus in the now. I learn so much from the present moment, much more from the present than from the past. This is where wisdom comes from being here right now. Is this, thus together, delight of the present moment stronger? It's comfortable being here. The longer I stay in the present moment, the more comfortable it becomes. And I focus on silence. Don't give things names. I don't try and take notes or plan what I'm going to say next. I keep the mind at peace. Because when I'm not talking, either aloud into the microphone or talking to myself, then I'm listening. listening to my body, listening to my mind, listening to the world inside. My peaceometer gets even more closer to one. It's so peaceful. And then, as always happens, there comes a time when you're aware of your breathing. How you feel it, where you feel it, it's not important. As long as you know the breath going in, the breath going out. Like watching the waves on the beach on a calm evening. See the sea come up the shore, and the sea so gently just recede again. The air come into your body. Pause and then go out again. You can't control it no more than you can control the ocean. You just watch inside. Make peace. I'm going to be quiet for the next 6 or 7 minutes. When I start talking again, it'll be to guide you out of the meditation. So please enjoy being peaceful, being still. Watching the delightful breath. Just now getting close to the end of the meditation. Don't open your eyes yet. To know how you feel inside. What is peace? And how deep is your mindful experience of peace right now? You can't put this in words. You just feel. Let your emotions know peace. It's delight. How the peace inside relaxes the body outside. And the body feels good. So as you come out, you become aware of your body. So when I ring the gong 3 times, you can patiently, sweetly, let the 3rd ringing of the gong take you out from your meditation. Listening at home or in a car, wherever you happen to be, just relax for a minute or two, and then I'll start this evening's Dhamma talk.